Happy Sabbath, everyone. Title for my message today is Lessons from the Days of Unleavened Bread in 2019. A few weeks have passed since we've observed the Days of Unleavened Bread. Because the festival lasts for a week, it can provide many opportunities for spiritual lessons and personal growth. Even though it's been about 3 weeks since the last day of unleavened bread, the lessons that I learned from these days are still having a meaningful impact on my life. Hopefully many of you can say the same. Today I'd like to share with you three lessons that I learned from the Days of Unleavened Bread in 2019. Lesson number one is titled Forged by Fire. We learn more from our mistakes than we do from our successes. On the third day of unleavened bread, I woke up late and I missed breakfast. You probably already know where I'm going with this. After about 3 hours into my shift, a colleague was heading out to grab some food. She asked if she could get something for me. I thought about it, and with my brain in my stomach, I responded, "Sure, I'd like a toasted bagel with cream cheese and a double cheeseburger." She brought back the food, and I ate it. It was delicious. And I went on with the rest of my day, not realizing what I had done. Have you ever had one of those dreams where you had done something terrible, and by the time you realized what you had done, it was too late, and you were faced with a choice? You had to either try to escape justice or face the consequences for what you had done. Anybody else have that dream? It's just me? Oh, all right. That'll be a different message. This is what it felt like. I felt foolish, remorseful, and full of regret. I was disappointed in myself, and I was frustrated. I immediately prayed to God, and I asked him for his forgiveness. I felt broken down inside. I was brought low by my own insolence. I don't know which was worse, the fact that I had eaten a bounty of leaven that morning, or the fact that I hadn't realized it until hours later. Clearly, I wasn't giving enough time in regard to the Days of Unleavened Bread. After repentance came reflection. I thought about how I had gone a couple of years without making any major mistakes during the Days of Unleavened Bread. I remember feeling good about having made it through the week without accidentally eating donuts, pizza, or bagels, or any of the staple foods for a young, healthy man. I then asked myself how I could make such an error. Then I realized from the time that I had gotten up in the morning, I hadn't given any thought to the fact that it was the Days of Unleavened Bread. I was operating out of habit in my normal work routine. Perhaps if I had planned to read a Bible verse pertaining to these days before work that day, I would have remembered. Not only did I leave for work without my physical food, but I neglected to have a spiritual breakfast as well. I hadn't done enough to ensure that I was making the most of the season. So it dawned on me that previous years, when I hadn't made major mistakes during the Days of Unleavened Bread, I had actually missed out on such a valuable learning opportunity. This mistake turned into a blessing that brought deeper meaning and spiritual abundance to the festival season for me. At that moment, my regret turned into gratefulness. Allow me to read to you Romans 5, verse 1 through 4. You won't have to turn there. It says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace in which we stand, the rejoice and hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and in character, hope." I thanked God for teaching me this lesson and for reminding me how easy it is to get distracted from our spiritual priorities, especially if I don't allow myself the proper time to meditate and study his word. This leads me into my second lesson from the Days of Unleavened Bread in 2019. Living without leaven is an ongoing process. So long as we are human beings, The process of transformation of mind and spirit does not cease. We will always sin, and we know this. This is why Christ died for our sins, so that God's plan for the salvation of mankind could be carried out, even though men would never learn to completely remove sin from our lives. We also know that, contrary to popular belief, that doesn't mean that we can ignore the laws of God. Instead, we must do our best to follow Christ's example and become like him, obeying all the laws of God. And when we do knowingly commit sin, we cannot be forgiven until we repent. And we understand that repentance doesn't just mean being sorry for what we've done. True repentance means that we commit to learning from our mistakes and to doing our best not to repeat them. And so our lives continue as we cycle through this process of sin, repentance, and growth. Slowly we are forged by fire, all for the glory of the Lord God and Jesus Christ. Now let's turn in our Bibles, which I forgot, but I have it written down, to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 2 Peter 3, verse 14. It says, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation." Now continuing in verse 18. "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen." We can see now how the simple mistake of eating a bagel and a cheeseburger during the days of unleavened bread had turned into an opportunity for personal growth and development. I learned that even though I understood the meaning and the practice of the holy days, which I have kept for the entirety of my life, there is still so much room for me to grow in my faith. This leads me to my third and final lesson from the days of unleavened bread in 2019. Lesson number 3 is to have an action plan. In order to know that I'm making continual progress towards spiritual growth, I must set measurable goals for myself and create and commit to an action plan to accomplish said results. This is something that I'm always learning to be better at in my career. Without setting clear expectations and goals that are obtainable and measurable, most people make very little progress, if any, in respect to their careers and their spiritual and personal lives. You may remember I've given an entire sermonette on this topic in the past, but I can't stress enough its importance. Because I know if I were much better at setting goals for myself, I would be farther along in my own journey towards pleasing God and being the man that he's called me to be. An example of a Christian action plan can look something like this. Step number 1, identify an opportunity. Opportunity is just a very corporate way of saying something you're not proficient yet at or have significant room for improvement. An example of a common opportunity for many Christians is to practice patience. Step number 2. Now that we've identified our opportunity, let's come up with 3 ways we can practice patience and measure our improvement. I'd like to add here that it's critical to write these things down in some kind of journal or on a whiteboard or on a mirror with a dry erase marker, something that you can refer back to and track your progress. Step 2 may require us to consider recent times when we were maybe less than patient and commit to approaching the same or similar situations with a new mindset, focusing on practicing patience. For me in the past, I've used the example of freeway traffic during my commute to practice using patience, which also may require loving kindness and selflessness. Very different from selfishness. Avoiding road rage is a valuable practice for any of God's children who may be susceptible. Lastly, in order for our exercise to be successful, we must be able to measure progress over the course of several days. This will help us create more lasting results, which is what we want. For this example, this can be something as simple as counting all the moments during which we become upset or could have become upset at other drivers, and instead overcome that feeling, not giving in to road rage. As a bonus, you will definitely notice when you arrive at your destination, you'll be in a much more positive attitude, starting out your day on a good note, which can pay off on many other levels as well. This is just a crude example of what it looks like to create an action plan. It's a simple process, but it can be easy to overlook. It is our responsibility as Christians to use God's Spirit to identify our opportunities for spiritual growth and to set forth a plan to overcome whatever hurdles lay in our path to righteousness, and finally to take action on that plan, having faith that God gives us the tools and the strength that we need to overcome. I am grateful that God has given me His Spirit, which reveals to me my own sins, allowing me to address them and to work toward removing those sins from my life. And I am grateful for the meaningful lessons that I learned during the days of Unleavened Bread in 2019. We all have areas in our lives where we need to grow. Let's remember, brethren, to rejoice in our trials, for the opportunity that they afford us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord God in Jesus Christ. Let's take hold of those opportunities and make the most of them by actively applying them to our daily lives, allowing them to shape our behavior and character to that which is modeled for us by the life of Jesus Christ. Let's finally conclude this message by turning to Ephesians, and we'll read chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all of the fullness of God.